This is the Football Japan Minute Cast. It's Tuesday the 25th of May. I'm Ben Mabley. The Japanese national team's preparations for the World Cup in South Africa next month endured another setback last night, as their final warm-up match on home turf ended in a comprehensive 2-0 defeat to fierce rivals South Korea. In front of a packed crowd in Saitama, the visitors needed just 6 minutes to open the scoring as captain Park Ji-sung evaded the challenges of four opponents to burst through on goal and fire home from the edge of the 18-yard box. Despite a late Japanese rally, the Koreans sealed a deserved victory in the final minute, when substitute Park Ju-young converted from the spot after being felled by goalkeeper Seigo Narazaki. Japan coach Takeshi Okada had suffered a blow before the game when central defender Marcus Tulio Tanaka injured his thigh in the warm-up, necessitating a late shuffle to the back four that saw Yuki Abe moved into the middle, Yuto Nagatomo switching flanks to play at right back, and Yasuyuki Konno brought in to start on the left. Shinji Okazaki was given a lone role up front in the absence of Keiji Tamada, with Keisuke Honda of CSKA in Moscow providing support alongside Shinsuke Nakamura and Yoshida Walkerboy in Okada's favoured 4-2-3-1 formation. The game plan quickly unravelled, however, with Park Ji-sung's early goal, as Hujung Moo's side looked far more comfortable on the ball and were quick to press their hosts into mistakes whenever not. Japan's only real chances came when Okubo fired a speculative shot wide of Jung Sung Ryong's left-hand post on 21 minutes, before substitute Takayuki Morimoto, one of the few Japanese players to emerge from the game with any credit, hit a low shot straight at the goalkeeper 15 minutes from time. Okada apologised immediately afterwards for a second home defeat to South Korea in 2010, following a 3-1 reverse in the East Asian Championship in February. But critics were quick to warn that being bullied off the ball so easily does not bode well for matches against three more physically imposing opponents in the World Cup group stage. Japan now head to Austria and Switzerland for two further friendlies next week, against England and the Ivory Coast. In domestic news, FC Tokyo and Urawa Red shook off the absence of their national team stars to move top of their respective Yamazaki Nabisco Cup groups, with narrow wins over Albirex Niigata and Shonan Bellmare. A full list of results is available on the Minutecast website at minutecast.footballjapan.jp. And I'll be back on Monday with news from Japan's next game against England.